My name is Jenna. I am 13 years old. Today is November 4th, and I'm speaking with
Brian,
who is my
father.
We are recording this interview in Raleigh, North Carolina. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Pretty introverted, without a lot of friends, outdoorsy, played sports. That's about it.
Can you tell me about your grandparents and great-grandparents?
I never met my great-grandparents. I met all four of my grandparents, but I only got to know one because the other three died when I was less than 7 years old. So I only really knew one, and I knew her until about 7 years ago when she died.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Probably when I burned my leg with second and third degree burns. That recovery was tough, and I was 13 at the time, so it was really hard.
Okay. What was your daily life like when you were in the service?
We'd get up very early, we'd go do our PT, and then just grind it out all day, working, doing different things, building bridges, things like that.
Okay. When were you in the military, and which branch did you serve in?
United States Army, and I joined in 1990, and then I was honorably discharged in 1996.
Why did you join the military?
I wasn't happy with what was going on in my life at the time when I graduated high school, so I felt like I needed to get a little discipline and more confidence in myself, so I joined the Army to kind of get a break from everyone at home and learn to be on my own.
Okay. What was the toughest part of being in the military?
Probably the risk of dying. I worked with a lot of explosives, and so it's always dangerous when you work with explosives and landmines because you never know when they might blow up and kill you.
Okay. What lessons did your time in the military teach you? Did it change you?
It absolutely changed me. It helped me not be as introverted. It gave me self-confidence to know that if I apply myself to anything, I can accomplish it. And it gave me discipline in day-to-day life outside of the military. And learning to trust other people.
What was your relationship like with your parents?
As a child, not very close. I was relatively close to my mother, not as close as I would have wanted to be, and not very close to my father at all. And it's taken until later into my adulthood to form really good relationships with both of them. But as a child, it was not good.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences in your life?
One or two people, biggest influencers. Probably as in a later in my adult life, I'd say my mother, because of her ability to continue to fight through her struggles and maintain a positive attitude and her loving and compassion for other people and her huge heart that she has, and that's really been an influence on me.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life?
To love people unconditionally, to trust people, to give more than I expect to get, and to always wake up every day trying to be better than I was the day before.
What are you most grateful for?
My family. children in my life.
We're running around.
Which wars did generations of your family serve in?
We have had
generations
of the Van Hook family and my mother's family serve in every war back to the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. Were you ever afraid in the military, and can you tell me about that?
A little bit, yeah, afraid. When we went to Germany, I was a little nervous because we worked with a lot of explosives over there. And again, like I said, you just never know with explosives. If you cut the wrong wire or trip the wrong switch, then you detonate a landmine or an explosive and you'd be dead.
Can you tell me about basic training?
Yeah, basic training was fun. We had a good time. It was hard, very hard, nonstop. There was very little downtime except at night, and got to really form some good relationships with the guys going through it with me, and it was just really, it was tough, but it was fun. We had a good group of guys, and our drill sergeants were really hard, but at the end of it, they were really cool guys and taught us a lot and pushed us really hard.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Is that the end of it?
Yeah.